we went to the south because it's supposed to be safer, but it's not. The situation is the same. The bombing is still here.
Is it as bad as it was where you were before?
Yeah. Like everything we experienced before in the north is the same thing. So, yeah, same situation, bombing all the time. Yeah, it's the same thing going. Nothing changed.
I heard from another Palestinian, a gentleman that's also in the south, and he went from the north to the south like you, that he's staying in a really, really overcrowded school along with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of other people.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Most of the places, no. I'm in a relative's house.
Okay. And where you are at your relative's house, are you hearing bombing still?
Yeah. Like maybe like 10 minutes ago. And like the schools are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly full of people. And not just schools, hospitals too. I think you heard about Al Mamadani hospital that got bombed.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, it's not the only hospital that's full of people. There's also a hospital called Al-Shifa. This hospital is, I don't know like where it's exactly located, but the street is named the same as the hospital. It's Al-Shifa Street. This hospital is so full of people that you can't like walk. You can barely walk there. It's full of people and patients. And you know, also there are people who like, they just got out like from the rubble, like under the rubble, and they told them to go home because there's no place for them in the hospital. Imagine like a person just getting out from the rubble, from like under a demolished house, and they told them to go home because there is no place for in the hospital. There's nothing.
Did you see this happening?
No, I didn't. But my mom did, my brother did, my uncle did, and my grandpa did.
You said you just heard a bombing 10 minutes ago. So how often, you know, just on average, are you hearing bombings?
You know, that's a question that I never answer. Because we always get surprised. They always surprise us. You never know when. You never know how. You never know how close. You never know who you lose, you know? Like, I literally wake up every day just preparing myself to lose someone. And, like, 3 days ago, I lost one of my dearest friends. And he died with his family. And I'm still processing what happened. I'm still like not okay from what happened. Mm. But that's how it is. That's how we're living. You wake up every day and you don't know when are they gonna bomb, how, who, where, you know, you never know.
What about your situation with your relative? How are you set for, you know, food and water? How do you get your electricity when you get it?
There's no electricity. Zero.